You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and joining me this morning is Emmy, who is a young YouTuber. At the age of 18, she has recently set up her own YouTube channel all about her life living with a visual impairment. Thank you very much for joining us, Emmy. What was it like setting up a YouTube channel? Because you're quite a young person, and YouTube can be quite a young person's thing, a young person's platform. You know, they say that children are watching more YouTube now than television. What was it that inspired you in the first place to set up your YouTube channel?
Well, I've been talking about it with like my family for a long time, and then I kind of just thought, like, why not just like kind of set it up and just like start it. But then after getting there back into the site up, like when I did my first video, I wasn't sure whether I thought maybe 10 people might watch it, or who knows like what's gonna happen with it.
It sounds like something that you're sort of doing for yourself, and it's something that you wanted to do. You're not doing it for other people, it's something that you wanted to do for yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely what I wanted to do, to kind of like spread awareness about what it's like with vision impairment, and also just to kind of like encourage or like kind of inspire some other people who might also be struggling with same kind of condition or some of the things with vision impairment, or they're not quite sure what they can do.
So for anybody who's not come across any of your videos as of yet, can you just explain a little bit about what the sort of three themes through your videos are, and what you make videos about?
As well as my videos cover anything really. It's all to do with what it's like living with someone with a vision impairment. It covers everything, stuff about my vision, stuff that I've done with different charities, school, anything that I think people might be interested in, or might be something that other people may struggle with, or just something I find entertaining. I might think, oh yeah, this is going to make a good video.
Some people might find that a little bit nerve-wracking to put yourself out there like that. Have you had any, and you know, social media is notorious for being a place where things can turn very nasty. Have you had any negative responses yet, or has it all been mainly positive?
No, obviously that was a concern setting it up. I was a bit iffy about whether I would get any kind of negative feedback. But actually all the comments I've had back have been really, really lovely.
That's so good to hear. It can get really, really toxic, can't it, on different types of social media. And when you first started, what was that like, the process of actually figuring out how to record and use the equipment and figure out how you were actually going to make the videos and then uploading them? Was that quite difficult, or did that come quite easily to you?
The recording bit, obviously, I think there was one video that took me like an hour to actually record.
Wow. And how long was the final edit?
No, it's just because it took so long, because I did like 7 retakes of it, because there was like lighting or the angle was wrong or something. Or there was talking in the background or something like that.
Yeah.
But then the editing took forever.
Do you prefer the camera aspect to it, or the editing aspect? Which is your favourite?
100%, I actually prefer the recording it. The editing, it's very long and takes a lot of work. Actually, it was quite tricky to start off with.
What do you think it is about YouTube that young people seem to connect to so much?
I'm not sure. It just seems to be the platform where everyone just kind of puts themselves out there. So I guess that's why it's quite easier maybe to do something like that than something else, is because everyone else has put themselves out there. So people might think, okay, this is quite a good thing for me to start putting myself out there.
Yeah, it's like you're creating your own content, aren't you, for your own purposes, and it doesn't really matter what other people think. You're doing it for yourself in that way. Well, Emmy, do you want to give us a little plug for your YouTube channel?
Yeah. So the videos that I do, like I said, so they cover stuff to do with vision impairment, and there's some videos that are my favourite. So I'd have to say probably the one where I talk about what it's like with my colour blindness. It's probably one of my favourites, mainly because it's entertaining, like, for me. Like, most of that video is just me laughing about the situation.
You've got to enjoy yourself, haven't you? What's the point if not?
Yeah, and then also, like, some of my other videos, like, my volunteering one, I actually managed to find some of volunteering out of doing that video.
Wow. So it's created opportunities as well.
Yeah, so it's created quite a few opportunities already. I've only been doing it for 4 months.
So what kind of advice would you give to somebody who, like yourself, is a young person and wants to start making videos for whatever reason, whether that be to spread awareness, just to sort of express themselves a little bit more? What would be your piece of advice for those young people, or people of any age, who are wanting to get into YouTubing?
I'd first say just do it. Just literally just call something and just do it. You know, it's like, yeah, it's going to be worries and nerves at the beginning, but once you get into it, it's good fun, and some good stuff might come out of it.
So, Emmy, where can we watch your YouTube channel? If we went onto YouTube, what do we need to search to find your videos?
So it's Emmy's VIP Life.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me and taking the time to talk to us. And best of luck with the future and with all the YouTube stuff.